تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
تاریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. O Abu Abdullah, peace be upon you. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the teacher you are listening to on Call of Islam page, IRIB English Radio. And I'm Atta, the host of this program. I would like to express my condolences on the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. With me in the studio are two panelists, two guest speakers from the Islamic Hawza of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to play a Persian audio file by Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding the significance of the topic of ziyara and paying visit to the tombs of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the other infallibles, and then we will answer some of the questions with the presence of two experts, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Let's listen to this part and then we'll continue our discussion.
Some think this is the secret to paying homage to shrines. As they are great religious men, visiting their shrines is an antidote. If we sin, we rub ourselves to their tomb and all our sins are removed. Then we start sinning again. We say, may the blessing of Imam Rida, Imam Hussein, Imam Ali be always with me. I do whatever I want all year long and commit sins. Then, like the animal, I'll rub myself on Imam Ali's grave and all my sins will be gone. Then I'll start sinning again. This notion is a sin. The Imams didn't come to this world to be the antidote of our sins, permission for our sins, to be means for us to sin more. So we say, if it weren't for the Imam, I'd sin and have a hard time. But now, I sin because Imam is its antidote. This is not Islamic thinking. It's against Islam. It's certainly come from Christianity. Some say Jesus was hanged to atone for the nation's sin. It doesn't belong to Islam. However, there's another point. Islam values loving such men. Islam considers it as a means for the advancement of man. That is, not to sin and obey God more.
This was Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding the topic of ziyara and the true method or the true way of doing ziyara or paying visit to the tombs of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and also the other infallible imams. It seems that in the ziyara, more than thinking the person who is buried over there, we are thinking about ourselves. More than thinking about his message, we are thinking about our needs over there, okay? So we replace everything. Do not think about the person over there, the holy person over there, and we think about our own needs. Again, Shahid Motahhari calls it as antidote, an antidote to all our problems, to our somehow as a remedy to our diseases, answer to our needs. But at the same time, in Islam and the Shia sects, we have so many narrations that paying ziyara to the qubur and to the graves and the holy shrines have their own values and effects in our lives, okay? Especially nowadays, we are passing time in the month of Muharram and the people are in majalis or they want to go to Karbala or to the other holy shrines and the sites in order to pay visit. Also, inshallah, on Arbaeen, they can go on demonstration over there. So the thing is that Shahid Mutahhari is very much criticizing this superficial look at paying, we can say, your visit to the graveyards. So how we can reform ourselves, I mean, regarding this topic, Sayyid?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, we need to get more knowledge about it. And we need to acknowledge people about it. For example, some of the people, when they go to the ziyarat of Imam Raza, when they come back, they say, oh, Maulana, my ziyarat was Qabul, for example. Okay. And when I ask them, like, how do you know, like, your ziyarat is Qabul or accepted?
Okay.
They say, today I touched the zari of Imam Raza, alayhi salatu wasalam, the cave of the, the zari.
The
other person, he came, he said, like, my ziyarat is accepted because I had 1 hour time. I sat next to the lady and I prayed there.
Okay.
So basically, they came with this mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They did not came to do the ziyarah or to visit Imam Raza alayhi salatu wasalam in order to basically make themselves or in order to have a change in themselves. For example, like the scholars, they say, if you want to know whether your ziyarat is accepted or not, see, did you have any change in yourself? Do you feel any change?
Okay.
For example, when you were lying or a bad person or corrupt or like doing fraud with the people, when you go back now, did you change yourself according to the sayings of Imam or not?
Or was it only limited to 10 days of Muharram and after that you become the same person?
It is obviously, and they give the example of the Hajj as well. Like, you know, they say like when a person goes to the Hajj and if he comes back and he's doing the same thing, like the fraud, lying and everything, he has wasted his money. And there is no use.
And time.
So, and time and everything.
Yes.
So basically, if we want to see, like if you want, what we can do is basically acknowledge people, to tell people what's the purpose of the ziyarah. For example, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever respect the slogans or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهَا, certainly in this, it is the piety of the heart. And then Allah says, like, Safa and Marwa is my sha'ir Allah.
Yes.
Allah made it as a slogan or a sign for himself. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam is Thar Allah. Thar means blood. He is the blood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because his blood was shed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
And when he shed his blood, he made he gave us ultimatum. For example, he sacrificed his 6 months old baby.
Yes.
He brought his family members, his 18 years old or 25 years old young son. So he has sacrificed his old companions and all those. And after that, if we think like by going to the shrine and touching ourselves to the shrine and our sins going to wave off, this is not true.
Clean away.
It's not like that. Imam called us for a practical reason.
Yes.
Going to the shrines, doing a visit, visiting the shrines. Why there is a thawab in visiting the shrines? It's because when you go there, you remember what this personality did for the Islam or for us. And then we need to follow the footsteps of that personality. For
it
example,
is a reminder.
It's a reminder. For example, in the Ziyarat-e-Jami-Kabira, what I mentioned before, like we have these statements.
Yes.
If you read the Ziyarat-e-Jami-Kabira, at the end, there are some promises that being a Shia, I'm promising my Imam that I will follow your footsteps. I will try to be a good person. And obviously, there are some promises with the Imam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end, oh Allah, forgive my sins because of this personality, making him a medium or the wasila.
Or ask that person's soul in order to ask for your...
Yeah. And obviously, these personalities, obviously, we have some people, they say like, this is haram to go and visit the shrines. Whereas they don't know like these personalities are martyrs. And they are alive. Allah says they are alive. You don't realize
it. They are not slain. Okay.
Yeah. Even about the Qubur, Allah says they hear more than you. You do not understand. They understand what you say.
Okay.
But you cannot hear them.
That's
so
right.
There are the limitations of this world, obviously. But obviously, we need to acknowledge people about this. The people, before they go to the ziyarah, they should at least read about that specific imam or personality who are basically visiting, that who they are visiting. You should have the ma'rifat of the person. We visit the imams without the ma'rifat, just to adhari, for example, like mourning, or crying, and that's it. Even in the majalis, you know why a scholar comes and he delivers a speech? It's in order to give some ma'rifat to them.
That's
like, for example, when you're sitting here, you should have some ma'rifat of imam or the deen or the religion. So it's a mean, basically. And it's an open university for us. There is no age limit. Like, everyone from different ages, they come to these sermons, these lectures. And obviously, they learn something on their own. So we need to acknowledge people. And obviously, the media that is today's mean, obviously, the social media and all those, and the way you guys are working,
Alhamdulillah,
we really appreciate this, because this is the way to basically acknowledge people. This is one of the ways to acknowledge people. And we should do our job on our part.
That's right.
And if everyone does that, obviously, hopefully, we will have a time when people will not go to just touch the zari in order to have their sins.
You know, sometimes it becomes very much crowded. And the people are over there. You know,
they try to push each other. And that's another issue. That's another issue because they don't know what the ziyarat means. You know, when a guest comes to your house, wherever he sits, you go there and meet him.
Very good.
For example, if you're at your home, a guest is coming. He's going to the, for example, drawing room or the common room or bedroom where he goes to sleep, the guest room. Being the, for example, the host, when you find out that this guest is here, you ask your family members, your kids, where is the guest? And you go and visit them.
That's right.
When we are going to the shrine of Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels are there. The servants of Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam, or any imam, are there. Even if we sit in the courtyard, Imam is the host. He will listen to you.
Very good.
He will answer you. We have many scholars, many ulama. I personally have seen, for example, Ayatollah Qarati. If you have gone to the shrine of Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam, he enters from Babu Radha.
That's right.
He reads the ziyara over there and he goes back.
Okay.
Why? Because people will push each other.
Yes.
If I go next to the zari.
Yes.
And then there will be a trouble for the the other mu'mineen.
A distraction.
The distraction. Okay. I should respect them as well.
Okay.
The way I am expecting respect from others, I should respect others.
That's right. Is there anything to add?
Shaykh Mutahhari says that we mistakenly focus only or mainly on this dark page of the movement of Ashura, although it is important for us to mourn about those things, but he says that this should not cause us to also talk about and reflect on the light page, which is full of honor and full of lights and beauties of the movement of Ashura. And he says that light page of Ashura is actually one of the most beautiful manifestations of Islam in practice. A person who really wants to show every single virtue that we have in Islam in his own practice in a very short amount of time. So he that's very important. He says we are only focusing on that dark part, while we also need to remember the beautiful parts in order to learn from both sides. And then based on the complete message, we can make our society and we can learn. So focusing only on one part is a defective and incorrect image. We need to have a more comprehensive understanding.
A comprehensive understanding on the concept of ziyara, according to what Shaykh Murtaza
and also Mutahari. Paying attention to the beauties.
Yes, and the beauties. Okay, that's
and the
right.
conduct of Imam al-Hussein, the kindness that he shows, the amount of care that he shows, the amount of, you know, the sacrifice that he makes. These are beautiful messages that Ashura has. So it's not only darkness. It has a lot of beautiful things that are manifested in the conduct of Imam al-Hussein and his companions and followers.
Thank you very much, Dr. Azadeh and Said Mohsen Naqvi, for your presence in the program, The Teacher. And dear listeners of iRib English Radio, thank you much too for listening to this episode. Please accept our condolences again on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in this month of Muharram. For more information, visit our website parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can check out our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.